Hello, my name is Rabbi Pesach Kron, and I am so honored to be able to give you a few words of introduction for the recordings of my dear friend, Rabbi Shia Rubinstein. The great Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Lazar Manshach, once made a very interesting statement. He said, "Any Yid that is not tied to the past has no hope of being connected to the future." To me, the connection to the past, the most nostalgic connection to the past, is the language of Yiddish. I grew up in Williamsburg, and although I am not a Chassid and my parents were not Chassidish, they did speak Yiddish to us. My mother grew up in Philadelphia, my father grew up in Scranton, but their parents spoke to them in Yiddish, and that was to me the Mama Lashon. And that was so Hamish and so beautiful. And every time I hear songs in Yiddish or I hear people speaking in Yiddish, it brings me back, so to speak, to the old country and the old times. And what Shia Rubinstein has done here is that he has combined the beauty of the Yiddish language with a combination of time-honored foundations that are so treasured in Yiddishkeit. When you hear something about the travels of the Neshama from the Olam HaElyon into this world, and when you hear the longing of Mashiach, and you hear the simcha of the joy of Shabbos, or the holiness of the Karbonas being brought in Yerushalayim, or Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, who was the greatest defender of Klal Yisrael, and you hear how Shia sings these songs in Yiddish together with his beautiful choir, I tell you the truth, it brings tears to my eyes, and I know that it will bring tears to your eyes. I want to tell you something very personal. You see, Rabbi Shia lost his father at a very young age. And of course, that made him a very deeply emotional person. And when you hear these songs, the longing of Mashiach, the longing to be close to Hashem, you know that it's coming from a heart that is filled with emotion, a heart that is filled with longing. And that's really what we are longing for. We are longing for Mashiach and that the Gola should end. And then, of course, he has the great upbeat sound songs of Emunah and Betochen and Shabbos and hope for the future. So listen to these beautiful songs. I know that you'll be elevated like I was. And as I said, you're going to shed a tear like I did. But those are the tears of connection, the connection to the past, so that we could be prepared for the future. I thank Rabbi Shia again for giving me this opportunity to speak to all of you.